After riding for hours through field and forest, Arthur dismounted at a spring, where he lay down to rest. But he was soon startled awake by another thirsty visitor. Drinking from the fountain was the legendary creature known as the Questing Beast. Arthur stood transfixed, until someone in the forest called to him.
"I say there, lad, did an odd-looking beast pass your way?"
"Why, yes, it's right here," Arthur called back. But when he turned around, the beast was gone. The stranger quickly made his way toward Arthur. "Perhaps I should take on your quest," Arthur said. "After all, you're on foot and I have a..."
"There's a good lad. Help me up," said the knight,
climbing onto Arthur's horse.
"Excuse me, but that's my horse."
"And it's my quest," retorted the knight as he rode away. "If you wish to make it yours, you may find me tomorrow at the old Roman bridge."
"What? Come back here," yelled Arthur, running after him.
"Let him go," murmured a voice from the woods. "You have more important things to do. Pellinore does not."
"Pellinore?" said Arthur, looking around. "That rogue stole my horse."
"You're fortunate that's all he took," said Merlin, stepping from the shadows. "A king's duty is to his people."